Vintage baseball teams take to farm fields and pastures to recreate the game as it was played 150 years ago. WHYY's John Abbott takes us back to the time of a gentlemanly game when Abraham Lincoln was president.
It's a great Saturday afternoon for baseball. A capacity crowd of 50 fills the three rows of bleachers on either side of home plate as the Neshanics of Flemington, New Jersey are hosting a doubleheader against the Eclipse of Elkton, Maryland. Some 40 players in heavy cotton uniforms, replicas of baseball's earliest days, are warming up by playing catch barehanded. Umpire Sam Bernstein, in his formal black suit, top hat, and carrying a silver-handled walking stick, checks his pocket watch, then addresses the fans.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our contest today. We are playing with 1864 rules. You will notice that the rules are very similar, but there are some differences. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to let you know that we are still at war, and I send out our prayers to Abraham Lincoln, our President of the United States, and hopefully that he will bring our union back together again. Thank you and enjoy the game.
In the mid-19th century, baseball was played in pastures and on whatever open land was available. Brad Brooklyn Shaw, player-manager of the Neshanics, is leading a team through a home game at the Howell Living History Farm in Lambertville, New Jersey.
This is probably as close as the way that they played back in the 1860s as possible, because we're playing on an actual sheep pasture, and I think he's cleared the sheep already. We had a little concern there about running in the outfield with sheep.
Baseball was considered a gentleman's game back then. Players comported themselves much more conservatively. If they used foul language, umpires could fine players a nickel or even a dime. Those were hefty amounts in 1864. But Shaw says the largest difference is the one-bounce rule for flying out.
You can catch the ball on one bounce for an out. But every time somebody does try to catch the ball on one bounce, if he can catch it on a fly, I am going to yell unmanly, because any boy of five can catch the ball on a bounce. So you should be trying to catch the ball on a fly.
Another difference is a ball is in play even if there's a natural obstacle. In this case, a large fallen tree in short right field. They nicknamed it the Green Monster. If a ball is hit into the tree, it's pretty much played as is. Umpire Sam Bernstein explains how he'd call the play.
If it hits the tree and it's caught on a bound, we're going to say that it's an out. If it goes into the tree and we lose sight of the ball, I'm probably going to give the base to the player. Probably one base.
Shaw says the Neshanic roster includes executives, a retiree, a multimedia editor, a chiropractor, and a former newspaper reporter. The Vintage League teams play exhibition games throughout the Mid-Atlantic. Walk-on players are welcome, and teams often have extra uniforms to lend. On this day, 1950s Baltimore Orioles right-hander Ron Herrion was in the crowd.
This is amazing. I wish it was advertised more. So more people get out here and see what baseball really started as.
Even though decades before Jackie Robinson, the era these teams recreate was racially integrated. Segregation came in the 1880s when baseball owners voted to prohibit signing African-American players. But before then, highly regarded black players did not have to sign with so-called Negro League teams. There were even cases of women concealing their gender for a chance to play in the 1860s. Bruce Leith, player-manager of the Elkton Eclipse, has a day job as concessions development manager for the Phillies. He says anyone who attends a game will immediately recognize it as baseball.
There's a lot of quirks that make it really great, and it's a great sport that shows people what the beginning of baseball, what it was like before million-dollar contracts, automobiles, televisions, steroids, and gloves.
With no warm-ups or commercial breaks, the vintage games are much quicker. On this day, a doubleheader took only 3 hours. In Lambertville, New Jersey, and riding the bench, I'm John Abbott, WHYY News.